It's Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with Adrian Blust for your daily news roundup. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin, bad explanations for good people, the latest headlines, and more. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin and other top tokens are up this morning, having spent much of Monday in the red before a late-day rally sent the complex back into positive territory. Yesterday, traders anticipating more trouble ahead were not all that surprised as collateralized lender BlockFi filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Another major event impacting markets are growing widespread protests in China over continued severe COVID restrictions and ongoing lockdowns. Quote, "We need to see if there's going to be more contagion coming," said the co-founder and CEO of Hashdex on CoinDesk TV's First Mover program, continuing, "We know the macro is also playing a role in this. The pressure coming from China is also putting pressure on crypto or risky assets in general. We need to see what's going to happen. We have many chapters to follow in the coming weeks," end quote. Traders remain on edge, reasonably believing that more dominoes may still be poised to fall in the crypto contagion saga of 2022, with FTX and now most recently BlockFi using bankruptcy proceedings to avoid repaying their debts, at least for now. They say that when the tide goes out, you get to see who's swimming naked, and that's basically the story of crypto in 2022. Meanwhile, most other tokens in the CoinDesk Top 20 by market capitalization were recently trading in the green, with the original dog money, Dogecoin, up more than 7% over the last 24 hours, continuing an almost week-long surge whose spark remains unclear outside of Elon Musk continuing to exist. Today's crypto coverage comes courtesy of CoinDesk markets analysts Lila Ledesma, Sam Reynolds, and James Rubin. Bitcoin is currently trading at $16,343. That's up 1.25% over the last 24 hours, while Ether is trading at $1,203 per token. That's up nearly 4% in the same time period, according to the CoinDesk Market Index. And speaking of the CoinDesk Market Index, we're looking at an absolute reading this morning of 839 across top traded tokens, which represents a 3.5% gain on the day. Now, before we get to today's traditional markets update, let's take a quick look at some top headlines. Cryptocurrency lender BlockFi, which filed for bankruptcy protection on Monday, on that same day sued FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's Emergent Fidelity Technologies. They're trying to claim Robinhood shares held by the company and pledged to BlockFi as collateral, the Financial Times reported, citing loan documents that it had seen. The complaint says BlockFi and Emergent Fidelity Technologies entered into an agreement on November 9th to guarantee payment by an unnamed borrower, pledging an unnamed common stock as collateral. But the FT, citing that legal correspondence it had seen, reports that the borrower is Bankman-Fried's Alameda Research. SBF, who was trying to raise money before FTX's collapse, was still trying to sell his Robinhood shares after entering into the collateral agreement with BlockFi, the FT cited two people familiar on the matter as saying. CoinDesk's Greg Allstrand has more on this one. Elsewhere, the Reserve Bank of India will start testing its retail central bank digital currency, or CBDC, known as the digital rupee, in Mumbai, New Delhi, and two other cities, with initial participation from four banks. It was announced on Tuesday. As the pilot grows, the plan is to extend it to nine more cities and another four institutions, the central bank said. The pilot project will be conducted in a closed user group of participating customers and merchants. The CBDC will reportedly be issued in the same denominations currently used for notes and coins, and payments to merchants will be made using QR codes. And, like cash, the digital rupee will not earn any interest. In related news, the National Bank of Ukraine is also reported as considering an electronic version of their local currency that would be able to facilitate the exchange and issuance of virtual assets, among other uses. CoinDesk Samitaj Singh and Sundali Hundagama have more. And finally, the market contagion from the swift collapse of FTX has spread to a key digital asset, wrapped Bitcoin, a widely traded custodied version of Bitcoin that's wrapped to work on the Ethereum blockchain. According to a new report from crypto analysis from Keiko, wrapped Bitcoin, also known as WBTC, which is the largest wrapped version of Bitcoin on the Ethereum blockchain, has been trading at a discount to Bitcoin's price since SBF's Empire filed for bankruptcy protections on November 11th. The firm said WBTC's discount dropped to as low as 1.5% on Friday after investors reacted to questions posed on Twitter about whether the token is fully backed. The rumor that sparked all of this was based on data from Asari's dashboard on Dune Analysis that says FTX's sister company, Alameda Research, was a top WBTC merchant by the number of tokens minted. Chen Fang, the chief operating officer for BitGo, which is this version of wrapped Bitcoin's official custodian, quickly clarified that every WBTC is, quote, one-to-one backed and verifiable on-chain, end quote. CoinDesk's Jocelyn Yang and Sam Reynolds have the story. Turning to traditional markets, in the U.S., major stocks fell, with all three top indexes, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ 100, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average, each dropping by about 1.5% since yesterday's show. In Europe, equities gained modestly. The regional stock 600 gained about half a point, while the FTSE 100 gained 1%. In Germany, the DAX inched up by just 0.1 of a point. Turning to Asia, Chinese equities reversed course on Tuesday, gaining, in some cases significantly, as investors bet the national government would ease its tough COVID-19 policies, despite recent statements to the contrary. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index leapt up 5.2%, following a 1.5-point slump yesterday. Meanwhile, China's CSI 300 added 2.3%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 bucked the trend and fell by half a point. In commodities market, Brent crude, that's the global benchmark for oil, jumped a significant 5.9%, currently trading at $85.99 per barrel, up significantly from yesterday, but still down from higher prices last month. Gold, meanwhile, is trading hands at $1,755 per troy ounce. That's relatively flat since our last show. Today's traditional markets coverage draws from the FT and MarketWatch. Stay tuned for after the break. We'll take a look at one opinion on how to explain what broke in crypto this year and why it was in no way your fault. Back in a minute.
Hey folks, this is Adrian Blust, associate producer on CoinDesk Podcasts. If you like Markets Daily, it'd be great to hear from you. Give us a shout by leaving us a comment or review on your favorite podcast player. And check out our other podcasts on the CoinDesk Podcast Network, like The Breakdown with NLW for a more macro perspective on the crypto market, or The Hash for a roundtable discussion on current hot topics in the crypto world. Also, remember, you can always reach us at podcasts@coindesk.com. If you have any questions, feedback, or topics you'd like to share with us, just send us an email. Thanks again for listening, and let's get back to the show.
Today's featured story is an opinion piece from CoinDesk's Daniel Kuhn. Today's feature is entitled, Mansplaining Your Way Through the Crypto Crash at Thanksgiving. We acknowledge that this is a little bit late, but we thought it was funny and useful enough to still share. Crypto investors are set to eat a lot of humble pie at this year's Thanksgiving table. This time last year, as Bitcoin and Ether were setting new all-time highs, you probably looked like a genius for being able to explain what a decentralized autonomous organization or non-fungible token is. Well, times have changed. The crypto economy may have collapsed, but you could still come out looking smart this holiday. And what better way to ease tense conversations than by explaining your way through them? This is CoinDesk's definitive guide to explaining what broke in crypto this year and why it was in no way your fault. First, the economic context. Crypto is a risk asset that benefited greatly after governments turned on the money spigots to keep their economies floating amid the early days of the coronavirus pandemic and the government response to it. This was after about a decade of cheap money, where the U.S. Federal Reserve deliberately kept interest rates low to encourage people to spend and invest rather than to save. Investors, from thrill-seeking venture capitalists to pension funds, were indirectly encouraged to seek out ever riskier bets. And there sat crypto, looking pretty on the far end of the risk curve, ready to soak up excess liquidity. Well, once inflation started to rear its ugly head, and Jerome Powell decided to cool a temporarily hot economy, of course crypto would take a hit. Who could have predicted that? Certainly not anyone who thought a 20% savings rate on Terra's Anchor protocol looked safe. And okay, so maybe you did say last year that the upcoming Ethereum merge would be a great buying opportunity, but are you any more responsible for getting your family and friends to invest than someone like Tom Brady? This fella, an American treasure, staked his entire reputation on FTX, the now-defunct crypto exchange. Crypto hype cycles tend to be self-reinforcing. As soon as the number goes up, there's a natural tendency for it to keep going, as more and more people remember that they opened a Coinbase account in 2017. This is Bitcoin's patented number-go-up technology, which works until it doesn't. Many people, however, won't be convinced to buy crypto by rising prices alone. Instead, they need a little encouragement. Enter the celebrity influencer. Crypto didn't invent the idea of selling products to fans or the odd psychological trait where people form parasocial relationships and begin trusting people they don't even know, but it is a natural fit. Kim Kardashian famously boosted Ethereum Max. Larry David made FTX seem lovable, even to curmudgeons. Matt Damon told us that investing in crypto was an act of courage. The question is, should anyone have taken investment advice from these people? Well, they had to get rich and or beautiful, well, maybe not Larry, somehow. And then finally, Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of FTX and hedge fund Alameda Research, built a celebrity reputation of his own. The supposedly ethical billionaire, who donated to and founded nonprofits and ate vegan, spent as much money on charity as on advertisements. Just as people trust people like Tom Brady, we somehow learn to believe in Sam. But even if the vision that Bankman-Fried was selling wasn't as scam, it still wasn't crypto, you could say. As many have pointed out, since the collapse of the once valued at $32 billion crypto exchange, the type of mismanagement of customer funds that happened at FTX could have only happened on a custodial platform. DeFi or decentralized finance never takes ownership of users' funds, and so can't abuse them. And what's more, throughout the bear market, many DeFi platforms have continued to function exactly as they should have by following pre-written rules set in code, liquidating anyone that should have been liquidated, even if they're good friends. It's a fair system, even if it has some flaws, and I, for one, am thankful for it.
And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. This episode was edited by Adrian Blust, and we'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.